Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is May 19th, Saturday morning. Very early in the morning. It's about 7:45. I'm leaving to go over to a friend's place. I haven't seen him probably face-to-face in over 18 months or so. I think the last time I went to see him was when we went to a very interesting hardware store located in our nation's capital, in Ottawa. And that was, I want to easily say, I think it was the fall of, not last year, but the year before. Something like that, anyway. It's been a while. So I wanted to chime in on the discussion that McColgan and Simon were having about diversity of races and languages. It's very, very interesting, and it's something that's sort of near and dear to my heart because I've always been very interested in anthropology, and my background academically is I've got a Bachelor of Arts in geography. And my major in geography, well, I sort of had two. One was cartography, that is map making, and the other was geomorphology, which is the study of the processes that shape landscapes, landmasses. And I was very interested in their talk about how sort of human beings developed, and then the landmasses, you know, broke up. In fact, I have to correct something. Pangaea, which was the name of the original large landmass in the theory of tectonic plates, Pangaea was the single landmass that then broke up into several landmasses. But that was rather early on in Earth's history. I don't want to coin or quote numbers here, but I'm going to. But I'm going to have to update this audio boo probably when I get home to make sure of this. I should have done my research beforehand. But this Pangaea landmass broke up probably 1 billion years or so after the formation of Earth. So we're talking about 3.5 billion years ago or so. And subsequently it took millennia for the landmasses to end up where they have been, and while they continue to move, but to something that would resemble what we see today. Now, us as Homo sapiens have only been around for 50,000 years. So before that, we had the Neanderthals, and then before that, we had other prehistoric man. I use man in a generic sense. So, unfortunately, the theory postulated by Mack about the various races separating out and being isolated by the landmasses actually isn't accurate. It's more the fact that as a species, I think human beings love to explore. We always want to see what's around the next bend. Add to that the fact that the early man was very much a migrational being and followed its food and was a hunter-gatherer, it would follow that they would go where the food would go. And be it seasonally, because of migration, be it because of climatic changes, animals would move and the herds would move and they would follow these herds. And that's what would account for the spreading out of human beings.